I think in the busyness of this week, I might have forgotten to change the sermon title in the bulletin. Quite possibly so. The sermon title is supposed to be one of those days with a question mark. And what do we mean when we say today is one of those days? Now, I don't want to speak for everyone, because of course I can't. But when I think of how I've used it, and honestly, when I think of how it's used around me, what one of those days usually means that everything that can go wrong does, and a few things you didn't think could go wrong went wrong also. And so when we look at those days, and we all have them, and maybe we use that language, maybe we don't, but when we have that experience, we tend to zero in and we say, okay, it's one of those days, everything's awful, I should just go back to bed. And yet, almost all of the time, when we look at one of those days, there are some good things in there. We just don't see them. We're not looking for them. One of the mysteries of the human mind is when it comes to the visual field, if we're not expecting to see something, we don't. There's a famous experiment where you're asked to count how many passes, you're watching a video, you're asked to count how many passes are made by these four or five basketball players throwing a basketball back and forth. And at the end of the time, you've watched them, you've counted them, the person stops the video. They don't ask you how many times the ball was passed. They ask you, did you see the gorilla? And the answer is, of course I didn't. What do you mean, gorilla? There's no gorilla. And then they go back and they show it again. They say, watch for the gorilla. And sure enough, in the middle of this that you just watched, a person dressed as a gorilla walks in, waves their arms, and walks out, and you didn't see them. We don't see things that we're not looking for. That's not a bad thing. It's a limitation of just being human. So when we have one of those days, we see what we're expecting. And so one of the things that I like about this combination of Palm and Passion Sunday, which, as I've said before, it comes because we no longer have a tradition of Good Friday the way we once did. And so rather than losing sight of the events of Good Friday, the people who put together the Revised Common Lectionary said, on Palm Sunday, we'll do both. And it sort of encapsulates that idea of one of those days. Because if you look at one or the other, you'll only see the one. You'll only see the palm portion, the triumphal entry, all of that. Maybe it brings back memories of being a kid, waving a palm branch, walking through the church, singing songs, whatever it might be. You'll think of that. That's what this day will mean to you. And that's not a bad thing. But at the same time, you might miss something. And for people who look at this time of year and they focus in on Good Friday and the events of that day, awful as it was, that's what they pay attention to. And when they think, and when they're here, what they're hearing is perhaps the cross, if the church has one as we do, draped in black, or the table draped in black. They'll remember those kinds of things. And they won't see the other at all. Well, this is one of those days. But instead of looking at one or the other, we're going to try and look at both, at least for a little bit, not for a long time. This is a familiar day for us, and both aspects of it are familiar for those of us who are here and those that I see joining us online. In one sense, this isn't a time when we're going to learn brand new things, but as I've said before, this isn't about learning brand new things. It's perhaps looking at something slightly differently so we understand it better. And this is another example of where dualistic or binary thinking doesn't help us, which is unfortunate because that's how we think. That's one of the ways we arrange our world. It appears to be a human thing that we have to learn our way out of, behave our way out of, because we want to look at everything as a binary, as an either or. So, it makes sense. It's easier. And often it's right. When you're driving, it's important to make a binary between things that drive and things that walk. That's a binary. It's an acceptable binary. There's nothing that sort of goes in between. A bicycle drives, a motorcycle drives, cars, trucks, everything drive. People who walk, walk. Sure, there's two things to be aware of. But there's sometimes more than that when it comes to other parts of our life. And today is one of those. And one of the things about those days is we tend to look at them in one way. We see the thing that makes it one of those days. You know, it's not so much you got up, you know, got out on the wrong side of the bed. It's that when you got out of the bed, you hit your head on something. And then your whole day fell apart from there. Well, if that's all you're looking for, that's all you're going to see. But maybe, just maybe, we can begin the habit using this day as a case study of seeing what happens when we try to hold two things at once. It's not easy holding two ideas at once. And I'm not trying to say it is. There's nothing wrong with us that we don't like doing that and that we find it hard. That's normal. It's human. But we can. There's all kinds of things we do that with. How many of you have told more than one of your children they're your best child? That was the thing that needed to be said right then. Were you lying when you said it to another child? No, of course not. It's that particular binary of best and everything else doesn't mean what it seems to mean when you're talking about your children. All my children are my best children. Because it's not a mathematical thing. All the things that happen on this day that we have read, from the triumphal entry on the one hand to the crucifixion on the other, are things that we need to hold on to at the same time. Not just as an exercise in mental gymnastics, but by holding these two things on at the same time, it makes it at least somewhat easier for us to look at ourselves through the lens of both. If we look at ourselves from the perspective of one of those days, all we'll see is what we've done wrong. All we'll see is our regrets, our guilt, and all of those things, which often are true. I'm not talking about things we make up. I'm talking about mistakes we made. Or things that mistakes, sure, but also those things that we did with our eyes wide open. And we knew they were a bad idea. We might have even known they were wrong. We did them anyway because we wanted to. If all we look at ourselves is to find those, they will be found. But we will then have a warped view of ourselves. In the same way that if we look at today, this palm-passion combination, and all we see is crucifixion and death, will have a warped view of Holy Week. Because in some ways, this Sunday is Holy Week in an hour. If we look back at ourselves and all we see is the good things we've done, and we say, you know, I think I might be close to perfect. That's equally warped. We tend not to do that one as much. I don't know why. It seems easier for many of us, certainly for me, to look back and see what I've done wrong rather than all the wonderful things I've done that might make me perfect. We want to hold on to them both. We want to be able to look at our lives from the perspective of a forgiven human being that doesn't ignore the mistakes we've made and the things that we've done wrong. It doesn't pretend that we don't have wrongs that we need to right if we're able to do so. But it also doesn't pretend that we haven't been followers of Jesus to the best of our ability, that we've worked out that relationship that we have with God through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to do the best we can. We want to hold on to them both. And yes, it's confusing. Or it can be. Sometimes confusion is just what there is. Sometimes confusion isn't all bad. As I said, I was at a birthday party yesterday for somebody who turns 4 today in a bowling alley with many friends of theirs and parents of those friends. And it was a confusing time. who do you belong to again? I met many of these people for the first time. It was a confusing time. It was a delightful time. It was a wonderful afternoon. I couldn't have asked for more chaotic, delightful fun than that. Sometimes we are confused, and it's not always the end of the world. It's not always bad. When we look at this day and we think palms and passion and all that, then that's confused. Well, if we're confused, so we are in real life often. Sometimes we're confused about our own motivations. We're confused about why we did that thing we did. So we come back to this. And when we look at Palm and Passion Sunday, there are two truths here that we can hold on to. The palms are the truth of our salvation, the celebration that Jesus is Lord, that all things at some point will make sense in a way they don't now, and all will be made well. And the passion is the truth of our life. Our lives are not perfect. They have not been made well in all ways. But what we do when we look through this day, through the palm and passion combination, and we look to Good Friday as the passion part, but then we look to Sunday, to Easter Sunday. Yes, we're confused. Yes, we have the truth of our salvation. Yes, we have the truth of our life. But what we have, as we look toward the resurrection, is we have hope. Because what Easter Sunday says for us is that nobody gets the last word but God. That nobody gets to decide anything that matters except God. And we look through the Gospels and we see over and over again how much God loves us. And we flip back to the Old Testament and we look harder for it sometimes because we don't always understand the language, but it's there over and over and over and over again. God loves us. Jesus came into the world. Why? So that no one would perish. Jesus came into the world to go through what he's going through as we recount the events of this Holy Week, culminating in Easter Sunday, that we might be with Jesus when the time is right. So I don't like confusion any more than you do. I don't like holding on to two hard things at once. I don't like thinking that hard. I want things to be easy, and I'm willing to admit it and even leave it on recordings forever. Once this goes into the internet, I will have said, I like things to be easy for the rest of time. And it's true. But when they're not easy, when they're hard, when I have to deal with the reality of the passion, that the truth of our lives is that problems happen, I can also look to the reality of a God who loves us. I can look to the reality of Easter Sunday. I can look towards the resurrection of Jesus with hope. Amen.